WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station is in the minority of cities without a downtown area. That could change, according to comments from Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
College Station is large enough and would, I believe, support a vibrant downtown. And so we're going to have to take some steps, public-private partnerships, to get that going. And I think we've got some folks in the area who would embrace that concept and who have even spoken to me personally and said, can we sit down and talk? And we're going to be doing that in the next several months.
Mooney says that's one example of public-private partnerships being studied in College Station. The Bryan City Council at this week's meeting approved spending more than $4 million on projects not in this year's city budget.
The council agreed to buy land to store water underground at an unbudgeted cost of $2.7 million from the water fund. Another $1.6 million is coming from various sources, so the home field of Brazos Valley Bombers baseball and the new Calvary developmental soccer teams can have new artificial turf, new lights, new fencing, and repairs to the grandstand. Another $87,000 is going to the Downtown Bryan Association for more employees, more out-of-town advertising, and money to hire cleanup crews before and after events. And additional repairs to the slide at the Bryan Aquatic Center will cost $66,000. There was no discussion prior to those unanimous votes, and before all of that, the council did discuss a budgeted item replacing golf course maintenance vehicles. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker reported the course normally runs at a deficit of $200,000 a year.
The way it's budgeted this year, the budget amount, and I hesitate to throw this number out there because I think we usually do better than what's actually budgeted, but the budgeted figure is in the red of $511,000.
Walker also said in prior years, expenses had been less and revenue greater than budgeted. Comments came before the council approved replacing 8-year-old golf course maintenance vehicles. Purchase price, $42,000 less than the estimate. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Office of the Governor, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and Texas Crime Stoppers recently announced a new reward program related to the Texas Ranger Unsolved Crimes Investigation Program. A new reward program makes it possible for someone to receive up to $6,000 if they provide Crime Stoppers with information about an unsolved homicide in Texas.
The Crime Stoppers is now offering an additional $3,000 for anybody offering any information to the rest of a person or persons involved in these offenses on the featured case.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a different case is featured each month, and the additional $3,000 is offered if the tip comes in before the next case is featured in the following month. Two of the top 12 cold case investigations come from the Brazos Valley. 21-year-old Jerome Robinson of Burleson County went missing in 2001 and is believed to have been murdered. And 40-year-old Virginia Freeman of College Station was murdered in 1981 while working as a real estate agent. Her killer was never found. You can find more information and the link to the DPS Unsolved Homicides website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, my name is Jim Mazurkovich, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber Ag Council, and we're hosting our 19th annual Crawfish Ball on Friday, March 17th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo on Leonard Road. The cost is $50 per person for all-you-can-eat crawfish. All proceeds go to supporting our 4-H and FFA members at the upcoming Brazos County Youth Livestock Show and Sale. Everyone is invited. Come out and help support our youth by joining us on Friday, March 17th. For more information, contact the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email Sam at BryanBroadcasting.com.
Hey there, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High cloudiness will be drifting in from the west and southwest today, but with high pressure to our north, today should average out mostly sunny. We're 65 to 70 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight as some of those high clouds continue to move in, lows tonight 40 to 45. We're partly to mostly sunny through the high cloudiness tomorrow, 65 to 70. Does turn cloudy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Cloud Saturday, chance afternoon showers, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team wrapped up their second midweek game with a win over Incarnate Word yesterday. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress. Meanwhile, A&M softball coach Joe Evans weighs in on the team's loss to Houston last night, and yesterday was the first day of spring practice for the A&M football team. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on the day. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, good. I was afraid there might be a day when there wasn't something going on in football.
Spring football.
That's right.
Everyone's favorite time of year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's way too cool to be doing this. I mean, golly. All right, so, and we have no idea, right? We have no idea if these
no
kids
clue.
Are going to be any good.
No
whatever.
Clue.
That's hey, at least we're not Ole Miss.
That's
correct.
True.
It could be
correct.
So much worse.
Or Baylor.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah, okay.
That's just an always, every day.
Yeah. So how he squeaked through security is anyone's guess, but a mouse, see what I did there?
I yeah. like that, guys. Nice.
Mouse was a big delay on a British Airlines flight from London to San Francisco. Passengers were all buckled in and ready to go when the crew told them that a mouse spotting meant that they could not take off.
Oh, and that's the worst.
What? Why is that the worst?
Because then you have to find him before you can take off.
Right, oh. Yeah. The crew joked that the mouse couldn't enter U.S. airspace without a passport, told everybody.
Oh, yeah, good joke.
Yeah, they needed a whole new plane. Oh, by the way, that would mean just an itty-bitty four-hour delay. They told the TV station in San Francisco after the flight arrived yesterday that despite the delay, most passengers were happy to be in a mouse-free environment.
Nope, I'm flying with the mouse. I don't care.
I'm
flying with the mouse.
Did they let him go into the first class lounge and
have a cocktail,
be able to go in there? And,
maybe a little piece of cheese.
Yeah, the Admiral's Club, yeah.
4 hours. Well, yeah, good point. Piece of cheese.
Oh,
couldn't they just lay the cheese out and found the mouse? British Airways apologized, said they were satisfied that only two-legged passengers were going to be on the flight that took off.
So funny. Let's all make jokes.
They don't say that they found the mouse.
No.
They're not going to tell us that.
Yeah, what do you do with the plane?
That's
bring in the exterminator.
Exactly. You bring an exterminator in for one mouse.
Or you just don't ever find the mouse. You transfer the people so it looks like you did something,
sure.
And then you just let somebody on the other plane.
Because guess
eventually.
What? They'll never know that there was a mouse on there.
Until
right.
they find it.
Say it. Okay. Have to go find the mouse whisperer. Get it out from under the luggage rack or something. Okay.
Information.
Because again, as if traveling were not a big enough hassle.
Right?
We have to do that.
My plane was delayed due to a mouse.
Yeah, why not? That's as good a reason as any.
Sorry, sir, I missed my job interview.
Yeah,
there was a mouse.
There's an orange opportunity sales event going on now at WC Tractor, Brazos Valley's only Kubota E-Lead dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Visit one of their four Kubota E-Lead dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st, 2017, call toll-free 1-888-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Washington County Tractor, people and products to you. Trust.
News Talk 1620 WTAW Infomaniacs, and it's March the 2nd. We're well into March.
Yeah,
right, fine, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see. It is, today is, where'd it go? It's Old Stuff Day.
Old Stuff.
Old Stuff Day.
All right, I like old stuff, sure.
I'm trying to see what, okay. Now, my website that usually tells me what all these things mean doesn't work today.
Okay. Imagine like antiques
wonderful.
And such.
Okay.
And
or like old crap that you're holding on
it,
to.
Could be that too. You ever see hoarders?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying.
That's some old stuff.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss Day. Ooh. There you go.
All right.
If you got a favorite Dr. Seuss book, you could read that
one. You know,
when
we were talking about green bacon yesterday, I thought of, you know, green eggs and ham.
It would be a logical progression from that point. That's true. It's also banana cream pie day. Mm. That would be all right. Okay, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Reggie Bush is 32. Yeah. He won a Super Bowl ring with the New Orleans Saints.
And lost his Heisman.
That's right.
Indeed. Robert Eiler is 32. He played AJ, Anthony Jr. on The Sopranos.
Of course.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, Big Ben.
Yeah, he talked about a Super Bowl guy. He's 35. Bryce Dallas Howard is 36. That's Ron Howard's daughter. She was in Jurassic World. And Lady in the Water, that M. Night Shyamalan movie. Mm-hmm.
And his birthday was yesterday.
M. Night Shyamalan?
No. Ron Howard.
Oh, Ron. Oh, yeah.
Dad.
Was that yesterday? Yeah.
Dad's birthday was yesterday.
All right. Yeah. Hey. She's 36 today. Rebel Wilson is 37.
Fat Amy.
Fat Amy. Yeah. In the Pitch Perfect movies.
She is so funny,
y'all.
Oh, my gosh. She's so funny.
Absolutely. Definitely. Chris Martin is 40. He's the singer for Coldplay and married to Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't think they're together. Daniel Craig is 49. He's the current Bond, or possibly the current Bond. I think we're still waiting on whether or not he's going to be the Bond in the next film.
Need to throw enough money at him.
Yeah,
he'll do that.
That's what he's doing, holding out for that cash.
Yep.
Country singer Ty Herndon is 55. John Bon Jovi, also 55.
Uh-oh, yeah.
That's right.
He's got a ton of money.
Yeah, and his name is actually John Francis Bon Jovi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He just went to something similar
and easier, I guess. More catchy. Jay Osmond of the Osmonds.
Of course.
Is 62. Gates McFadden is 68. She was on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, yeah.
Did that one for Mr. Downs. Tom Wolfe is 86.
The guy who always wears a white suit.
That's right. Yeah. He wrote The Right Stuff and Bonfire of the Vanities.
Right. Yeah.
And Mikhail Gorbachev.
Hey, been here.
Yeah.
Cool.
Went to a baseball game while he was here.
Yeah. Oh, and was, you know, the former Soviet president.
Oh, yeah, he did that,
too. He did a couple of things.
Yeah,
he's 86 today.
Oh, good for him. Yeah. Eddie Money.
Eddie Money, also been here.
Has he been here?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
A few years ago.
Really? He did a concert here?
Yeah, at the Wolf Pen. Like one of those free ones, the Starlight series.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see. All right, we'll see where Eddie is now. Let's see where Eddie is tonight.
Two tickets to Paradise?
Yeah.
He's in Paradise, maybe?
Well, I mean, you build your whole concert around that, right?
That's right.
Because, I mean, that's your hit.
Yeah.
Tour. All right, let's see where Eddie Money is. Well, he'll be at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles.
He had a second hit, too. It was Take Me Home Tonight. Remember
I remember that. Yeah, sure. But then he did a commercial for Geico, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
one of those insurance companies
there you go.
Or something.
6:18.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Patrick Poole, PJ Media, reports the AP's very own fact check falsely claimed that Trump overstated the terror threat that America faces from overseas immigrants. On Tuesday night, the president said, according to data provided by the Department of Justice, the vast majority of individuals convicted for terrorism-related offenses since 9/11 came here from outside of the country. AP pounced on the statement and fact-checked the claim, saying it's unclear what Justice Department data he is citing, but the most recent government information that has come out does not back up his claim. Now, the information that Trump cited came from a very widely distributed letter from the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration, which found that 65% of all terror convictions in the U.S. since 9/11 were foreign-born. Pretty pathetic.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW Infomaniacs. It's coming up on 621. Check the weather in a few minutes. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, so performance art. That's when people do strange things and call it art, I guess.
Correct.
Okay, so a French artist named Abraham
Brown.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Was freed from a block of stone in a Paris museum yesterday after spending 7 days enclosed in the rock. He entombed himself in the body-shaped slot carved into the limestone boulder on February 22nd at the Contemporary Art Museum in Paris. Mr. Brown ate stewed fruit and purees.
Tasty.
While breathing through an air vent, he had some personal items such as a logbook and emergency phone line. As he came out, he said, "I'm a little dazed." Well, he said it in French, but in English it was, "I'm a little dazed," which I imagine is totally normal after spending 1 week living in a rock. The rock hosted me well. I thank it very much for having been so enthusiastic about welcoming me, he told reporters.
So he was in there for a while.
That's it. Since the 22nd of February, he said there were some very long minutes of loss of self where suddenly you no longer know where you are.
Yeah, I bet.
But you're there.
I bet that's the case when you come out of the thing saying, talking about how the rock welcomed you in.
The rock was such a nice rock.
Yeah.
The artist was helped out of the room by a medical team to the applause of audiences, the audience that had gathered to witness his release from the rock. Of course, this is not the first odd thing that he did.
Of course.
In 2014, he spent 13 days living inside a hollowed-out bear sculpture eating worms and beetles.
Oh.
Because that's what bears eat.
Right.
Gotcha.
K.
You know what? Yeah. We're talking about him.
With your money now. Can the rally continue? Well, futures are flat this morning after stocks rallied to record highs yesterday. The Dow Industrial soared 303 to close at 21,115. The NASDAQ jumped 78. McDonald's has unveiled plans for better burgers, delivery services, and more digitally friendly restaurants to return to growth after the loss of hundreds of millions of customer visits. The fast food giant laid out plans to reclaim its spot as a top destination for hungry diners, aiming for annual sales growth between 3 and 5% starting in 2019. Shares rose more than 1% yesterday on the news. It's been 6 weeks since former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue was nominated as the next agriculture secretary, but the Trump administration still hasn't formally provided the Senate Agriculture Committee with the paperwork for the nomination. The information is needed before a confirmation hearing can be scheduled. Crude oil down 48 cents at $53.35 a barrel. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Well, thanks to technology, we are definitely living in a different time and different rules have to apply. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Now, this is not only pointing out somebody who did something stupid, but it's also a little bit of a public service announcement. A 24-year-old guy named Jonathan Davis was sitting in the gallery at an attempted murder trial last Thursday in Gainesville, Florida. Apparently, he was friends with the guy on trial. And in the middle of it, someone noticed he was recording video with his cell phone. You're not allowed to do that. One of the bailiffs took his phone, and it turned out he wasn't just recording, he was live streaming the trial on Facebook, which you're really not allowed to do. The judge ended up finding him in contempt and sentenced him to 6 months in jail for it. Before the trial started, a few witnesses were scared to testify, so the judge was worried about witness intimidation and took it seriously. Jonathan could appeal the ruling. He told the judge he's a musician and claimed he was trying to record audio of the trial to use for his music, but he didn't have an excuse for live streaming it on Facebook. Of course, this isn't his first time behind bars. He was sentenced to 18 months for drug possession in 2015, and he was locked up in 2009 for felony battery, burglary, and false imprisonment. So this guy apparently doesn't have a whole lot of scruples anyway. In any case, just let it be known, although you do have a recording device on your phone, you're not allowed to use it in court, and you're especially not allowed to live stream court on Facebook. Now we all know. Thanks, Jonathan. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Good morning. It's 627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Kilgore Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. The Kilgore Insurance Group, call them at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Weather, well, going to be okay today. 67, winds out of the north, so pretty ideal, about 10 miles an hour, so not too bad. Not nearly as breezy as it was yesterday. 42 will be our low temperature tonight. And then Friday, ideal, 70 degrees and winds out of the north at about 5 to 10 miles an hour, so that should be pretty pleasant. As far as Saturday is concerned, clouds are going to roll in here, and we'll have a 50% chance of showers during the day, 50% on Saturday night as well, and a 50% chance of rain on Sunday. Temps will still remain in the lower 70s. And Monday, slight chance of showers. We're back up to around 80. Right now, winds are out of the north at 10, and we've got fair skies. It's 48 out there.
Many parents worry about their kids texting all the time, but many kids are worried about their parents doing the exact same thing. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
When children spend too much time texting on their phone, that can be a problem. And the same thing applies to parents.
Children are experiencing a kind of profound disconnect from their parents, that they can't get their parents' attention when they need it, and that their parents get crabby and cranky when they tell them something that's actually right, like, I'm going to be late for school, Mommy, if you don't get off your computer.
Dr. Catherine Steiner Adair, author of the book, The Big Disconnect.
When we're on our computers doing something, you know, checking emails, our capacity for empathy and patience gets a little disengaged.
Parents need to set the example for their children.
There's been a huge uptake in accidents in the emergency rooms of grown-ups and children alike, crossing a street while texting and getting hit by a car. We know, our common sense tells us this is nuts to be doing, and it just speaks to the power of the machines, of the tools, that we abandon common sense.
There's something parents often do that can profoundly upset a child and alter the relationship, and that is
when their parents text and drive. Because all kids know that that is a really dangerous thing to do. So, you know, kids said to me at all different ages, you know, my parents say they love me. But what does it mean to love your kids if you risk their life over a text?
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Some members of the Bryan City Council learned at this week's meeting how much the municipal golf course is subsidized.
Mayor Andrew Nelson learned from Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker that the golf course is budgeted to lose $511,000 this year.
Does it make money ever? I mean, does it pay for most of itself ever?
I would say on average it's about $200,000 in the red.
The $123,000 purchase of golf course maintenance vehicles is $42,000 less than the estimate. And without discussion, the council approved spending more than $4 million on items not included in this year's budget. Additional repairs to the slide at the Bryan Aquatic Center cost $66,000. Downtown Bryan Association is getting another $87,000 for more employees, more advertising, and to hire cleanup crews. $1.6 million is going towards improvements at the home field of the Brazos Valley Bombers and the new Cavalry developmental soccer team. And there's a land purchase of $2.7 million to store water underground. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
New private-public partnerships are being considered in College Station. Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says one possibility is affordable housing along the south side of Harvey Mitchell Parkway between the freeway and Dartmouth.
You and I can remember when that portion of 2818 didn't exist.
You're right.
And at one point, that land was cleared for the Super Walmart, and Walmart changed its tune and its ideas after getting a lot of input from citizens. So now that area is being looked at. But even that gets expensive. I mean, to build that area, that stretch of Dartmouth Road, that's a $6 million proposition. All right? And that's where it gets tough.
Mooney says he has been approached about creating a downtown area. A location was not identified. The chancellor of the University of Texas system is scrapping a controversial plan to develop a Houston campus, a project that had been sharply criticized by state lawmakers and other officials. William McRaven surprised many with a move to buy 300 acres to develop a data center in Houston, which does not have a UT presence. McRaven said after he was not able to rally support, he made the decision alone to abort the project. McRaven also said he believes he still has the backing of the Board of Regents to lead the UT system. If you live south of the Texas A&M campus, you may get a knock on the door this afternoon. It's the annual spring walk and talk event, co-sponsored by Precinct 3 Constable J.P. Ingram and several A&M departments. Those living in the south side neighborhood are invited to share what Ingram says are quality of life concerns and learn more about being good neighbors. Today's event is scheduled from 2 until 4. In an effort to bring public awareness to unresolved or cold cases in Texas, a new reward program has been introduced. Two of those cases come from the Brazos Valley. Nearly 40 years ago, a real estate agent in College Station was murdered while showing a vacant residence to a potential buyer. Virginia Freeman's killer was never found. In 2001, 21-year-old Jerome Robinson of Burleson County went missing. His body was never found, but investigators believe he was murdered. Both of their cases are listed as the Texas Rangers' top 12 cold case investigations.
I just want the family members to know that's involved in these cases that we owe it to the victims and to them to bring the persons or persons responsible for committing these crimes to justice.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Crime Stoppers will now pay up to $3,000 to any person who provides information that leads to the arrest of the person or persons responsible for a cold case listed on the DPS Unsolved Homicides website. Each month, a different case will be featured, and tipsters are eligible for an even larger reward.
So if anybody that leads law enforcement and by the way of the tip hotline to the arrest of the person or persons involved in that, then they will be given additional $3,000 for a total of $6,000.
Morgan says they're hoping the extra incentive will encourage people to come forward with information. A link to the DPS Unsolved Homicides website is online at WTAW.com. The Texas Department of Public Safety has increased the reward to find a fugitive from Madison County. 34-year-old Jared Luke Langley has been sought since last June. More information about Langley and how to claim the reward of $12,500 is online at WTAW.com. The Trump administration says it's abandoning the federal government's longstanding opposition to a key portion of Texas's toughest in the nation voter ID law. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he agrees.
I think it's good. I think it's great. Voter integrity and the sanctity of our ballot box is obviously very important.
Schwertner says asking an individual for a photo ID when voting is the correct thing to do. This means depriving voting rights groups of their most important ally and possibly encouraging other conservative states to toughen their own election rules. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 48 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Good morning at 6:37, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Doing the weather, it's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure over Oklahoma this morning results in lots of sunshine. Today, though, there will be some passing high cloudiness. I can see them on the satellite photos coming in from the southwest. Temperatures today up to 65 to 70. We're clear to partly cloudy overnight. Lows will drop down to about 40 to 45. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, 65 to 70. It clouds up tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Cloudy Saturday, there could be some afternoon showers, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the A&M baseball team's win over Incarnate Word yesterday. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team fell to Houston last night, and we'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on that. And in the NBA, the Rockets and the Spurs earned a win last night, while the Mavs fell despite a rally against the Hawks. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, it's a new day, so there's always a new controversy. This Indeed. Time it's just Jeff Sessions. He's the attorney general. He admits that he talked to the Russian ambassador.
No.
Yeah, but he said that he didn't in Congress.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
See, the fact that he did, I don't know that that's a big deal, but after he had told Congress that he didn't talk to him, is probably not.
I guess I just don't understand why people don't think things are going to be found out.
Well, especially something like this.
Right.
Because, well,
it was in an official capacity, I think, that he was visiting with them.
His defense is that he meant that he hadn't talked to them during the campaign.
Yeah.
And apparently he did afterwards not about the campaign.
Here's what Fox says.
At issue, this statement that then-Senator Sessions made during his confirmation hearings to be Attorney General about alleged contacts between the Russians and the Trump campaign.
I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians.
The Justice Department confirms then-Senator Sessions met twice with Russia's U.S. Ambassador Sergei Kislyak last year, but says there was absolutely nothing misleading about Sessions' testimony during his confirmation. pointing out that he met with 25 foreign ambassadors in his capacity as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Sessions, in a statement, says he never met with a Russian official to discuss the presidential campaign and calls the allegation false. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
So, of course, the Democrats want him to resign.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, they didn't want him in there in the first place.
Sure. They've been looking since day one for how they can get him out of there.
The Hill reports that a group of progressives, that means liberal, threatening primary challenges for any Democrat lawmakers who don't fully commit to obstructing President Trump's agenda. Claire Sandberg, who's the co-founder of the political action group We Will Replace You, that's what it's called, said we fundamentally reject the assumption that Democrats can only win in red states by pandering to racists and big bankers. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Use those hot words. The way we beat Trumpism and take back Congress and the state houses is offering a coherent vision of our own to put people back to work. We don't need to completely compromise our own values or principles. We will replace you. That's the name of the organization.
We will replace you.
And they were talking
good
about
luck with that.
Yeah. Joe Manchin, who is a Democrat who stood up during the address and applauded.
Oh, no.
And he's a Democrat.
Oh, man.
It's kind of ironic that their the name of their organization is We Will Replace You, because isn't that what we did?
Yeah. Well, and he Manchin showed Trump around Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, they had cordial meetings. You see, he's a Democrat, but Trump won West Virginia by 42 percentage points, okay?
Yeah.
So I would say that it was pretty clear that the people there not with 42 points, he won by 42 points. So pretty clear that a lot of people in West Virginia like Trump as president. And if you're a Democrat, you better find a way, if you want to keep your gig, of at least meeting him halfway. But apparently that's not going to be good enough for Claire Sandberg. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Mm-hmm. All right. We speak with Congressman Bill Flores in about an hour. He is part of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. They plan to start doing the markup on the Obamacare repeal and replace legislation next week. They'll get a copy of it and they'll see it. Markup means what they're going to do to change it,
right,
and what that final piece will look like. So anyhow, we'll talk to him about that. While we're talking Texans, Mac Thornberry, he's a Texan.
Mm-hmm.
He's chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. He's not necessarily saying that they can't enact the $640 billion defense budget that President Trump proposed. So we'll see if that does happen.
They can't?
Because they're saying there was no money available.
They've been saying that.
He's saying that's not necessarily the case. They may be able to get that done.
I thought you meant like on principle or
policy or something. Ben Carson voted 62-37 to go to the to become the Housing and Urban Development Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Ellison ran for the chairmanship of the Democrat Party and lost.
Keith to Ellison. Perez, correct.
Correct. Very good.
Thanks.
All right, way to
I
go.
I listen sometimes.
There you go. Ellison is the only Muslim who is in the United States Congress, and again, he is from Minnesota. Keith Ellison is now calling for the Department of Justice to investigate the vandalism at a Jewish cemetery near St. Louis, which is in Missouri. So your question, why would a congressman from Minnesota say that the Justice Department needs to be investigating vandalism at a Jewish cemetery in Missouri? Well, because there were recent accusations that he had made anti-Semitic remarks. So politically, see, it looks good to do that.
Mm.
So he's you know, going to do that. So fine. One of the other things that we'll talk to Congressman Flores about today, people in U.S. America sending more money to their friends and relatives in Mexico.
Hmm.
Officials at Mexico's Central Bank reports that remittances to Mexico sent by people in U.S. America to friends and family is up 6% in January compared to where it was the same time last year. And the deal is that to pay for the wall, one of the ideas that Trump has is to put some sort of a tax on those amounts of money that they're sending back to Mexico.
Gotcha.
So we'll see if that works out or not. Not sure. All right. Fox is beating their chest, and with good reason. Numbers are in, And Fox News led the way with the most watchers. I mean, they beat the cable networks. They beat the broadcast networks. Now, overall numbers, President Obama's first address was 52.4 million. This one was 43.4 million.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, and you know, but again, Barack Obama being the first African-American president, there was a curiosity factor without a doubt.
Yeah.
Okay, so
absolutely,
that's where that is. Now, here are the numbers as far as the networks are concerned. Fox number one at 10.7 million. Then came NBC at 9 million, CBS at 7 million, ABC at 6 million. CNN, not quite 4 million. Fox.
Fake news.
Yes, right.
That's right.
Fox, 10.7, and CNN, not quite
not even
four. So just, you know, something to consider.
Yikes.
All right, Hillary's coming to Houston.
I have not seen or heard or, you know, she's just been kind of in hiding.
Well, again, look, she wakes up every morning and looks in the mirror and goes, what the hell am I doing here? I'm supposed to be someplace else.
She's coming to Houston. Yeah. I'm wondering why.
Well, she's going to be there. She's going to speak. This is her first appearance in Texas since her loss. She'll speak at a luncheon on April the 7th for Annie's List, which is a group that works to elect Democrat women in Texas. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Annie's List announced that Clinton is the speaker. They made the announcement last night. The luncheon will honor a top Democrat donor who has long been involved in Annie's List, and distinguished guests will turn out to see if they can turn Texas blue. Yeah. Anyhow.
Don't think that's going to happen.
As it says, she's kept a low profile. Yeah, she certainly has. Mm-hmm. So anyways, but she'll be coming here.
And sometimes you wonder, I mean, because you've mentioned like the big cities are blue, like Houston and Dallas. Right. So wouldn't you want to maybe try, and obviously you're going to get a better turnout in one of those cities, but you don't need to talk to the Houstonians.
No.
It's the other people in the other areas of the state if you really want to turn it.
If you're thinking, though, see, here's the deal. Since she's had this devastating loss, I mean, preaching to the choir is pretty much what she needs to be doing.
True, you know? And she gets paid a nice little fine for it.
Hey, you know, that's another thing.
Yeah,
We'll see what that's going to be.
Even with the loss, her pay goes up.
Oh, yeah,
exponentially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For the people who want to see her, they'll pay bucks for that. All right, 647.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 4th, learn all about spring vegetable gardening.
Learning about planting, variety selection, fertilizing, and pest control is important to success.
Come learn about growing vegetables this week at Producers.
And bring the kids, too.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you want to remember somebody very special to you or congratulate someone very special to you, how about planting a shade tree? It's a wonderful time to be thinking about that. Nurseries are chock full. We'll talk about memorial trees in today's program. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-752. Grow, or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. So we're talking about memorial trees, a tree you might want to plant to recognize someone special to you. It could be at a cemetery, or it might be on the grounds of a church. Perhaps it's an old family property, or maybe it's a special spot in a park. Determine where you're going to plant your memorial tree, because that will play a critical part in determining the very best type of tree to plant there. Be sure construction won't bother your tree a few years down the road, and stay a good distance, 40 to 50 feet away from overhead utilities. You want to choose the best species. The list is very short. You'll be handsomely rewarded if you'll stick to the quality trees that are on that list. Fast-growing trees' average life expectancy is probably 5 to 15 years. Sure, they grow quickly, but they die really young and they don't die gracefully. Oaks, by comparison, are the symbols of strength and survival, and they also happen to be some of the most beautiful landscaping specimens. Most importantly, they're our longest-living trees here in Texas. Live oaks will live for centuries. In fact, the Goose Island oak near Aransas Pass is thought to be more than 1,000 years old. Red oaks, bur oaks, and chinquapin oaks all live to be 100 to 250 years old, and if you prefer a non-oak, how about pecans or magnolias, cedar elms? Those are all good. Then you want to find the very best specimen. Container-grown trees will have all of their roots intact, so they'll establish and start growing immediately. Bald and burlap specimens may be larger initially, but they won't do much growing for the first 3 or 4 years. You want to shop several nurseries, especially those that feature good collections of shade trees. If you're buying a large tree, you'll probably buy it delivered, planted, and guaranteed. That puts the focus on the nurseryman to do the job properly. And it also gives you the protection of a warranty should something unfortunate happen to your new tree. On the other hand, if you're buying a smaller tree that you can transport yourself, and especially if it's in a nursery pot, there isn't as much need for the guarantee. Transport it carefully, padding the trunk so it doesn't get crushed or bruised or rubbed, and protect the foliage if it's leafed out by wrapping it with an old sheet or a scrap of nursery shade fabric. The new tree should be planted at the same depth at which it was growing originally. Make a berm with the soil that you take out of the hole, and then water the tree thoroughly and deeply when you water it. Oh, you may want to wrap the trunk if it's a Schumard red oak or if it is a Chinese pistachio to keep borers and sun scald away. I'm Neil Sperry. Places we buy plants in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. In A&M baseball, Joel Davis drove in 5 runs behind 2 triples and a long ball to highlight the number 20 Aggies' 12-5 win over the Incarnate Word Cardinals last night on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Out of the bullpen, Lee May Gonzalez took their momentum completely away from them and was fantastic. And you know, on a tough night to hit, we prove we can hit.
On the mound, Kaylor Chafin got the start for the Aggies. The junior earned a no decision after giving up 3 runs, 1 earned over 2 innings. Making his second career appearance, Lee May Gonzalez was solid out of the pen. The junior retired the first 7 he faced before he grazed a Cardinal in the 5th. Gonzalez allowed just 1 more base runner over his 4 innings, striking out 6. Next up, the Aggies head to the Bayou City for the Shriners Hospital for Children College Classic. The 3-game set begins at 3:30 tomorrow inside Minute Maid Park against Texas Tech, and you can hear all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 5 Texas A&M softball team suffered its first loss of the season last night, falling to Houston 1-0 at the Aggie Softball Complex. Coach Joe Evans.
We got to start putting hits together. We need to be stronger and I think mentally tougher at the plate so that we can take over games when we should take over games.
Despite giving up only 4 hits with 6 strikeouts, junior Trinity Harrington was saddled with the loss. Sophomore Samantha Shaw threw 3 hitless innings in relief, striking out 5 and only allowing 1 base runner. The Aggies return to action as they host Georgetown, Prairie View A&M, and UTSA in the Texas A&M Invite at the Aggie Softball Complex beginning tomorrow. All 5 games can be heard on Willie 1550. The Texas A&M women's basketball team opens the 2017 SEC tournament in the 2nd round tonight, taking on the number 11 seed Florida. The Aggies open the tournament as the number 6 seed and are 5-3 all-time in the SEC tournament, winning the 2013 tournament. Texas A&M has 3 2017 All-SEC selections, Kyla Hillsman, Curtis Knox, and Danny Williams, all of whom earned their first career All-SEC honor. Here's Coach Gary Blair on what the Aggs need to improve on.
We've got to correct some of our sets. We've got to execute better. We have to be more accountable, particularly on the defensive end when we're playing our matchup zone.
Tonight's game is at 7:15 with pregame at 7, and you can hear Tom Turbeville and Steve Miller call all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Turning attention to the gridiron, the A&M football team enjoyed ideal weather in their first spring practice outside the McFerrin Center yesterday afternoon. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on what he saw on day one.
It's good. You know, we got through it, got a lot of reps, a lot of teaching. But, you know, I thought all in all, you know, it's pretty good.
Coach Sumlin has to replace 10 starters, losing 9 players who will be working out at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis this week. However, the Aggs will be returning 26 players who have started at least one game. A&M also has 9 early enrollees from a recruiting class ranked 10th in the country by Rivals.com. In the NBA, James Harden scored 26 points, and the Houston Rockets shot 20 of 52 on three-pointers in a 122-103 victory over the Los Angeles Clippers last night. In Atlanta, Paul Millsap scored on a drive with 30 seconds remaining, and the Atlanta Hawks held off the rallying Dallas Mavericks for a 100-95 victory last night. And in San Antonio, Kawhi Leonard had 31 points and 10 rebounds, and the San Antonio Spurs returned from an 8-game road trip to beat the Indiana Pacers 100-99 last night. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, my name is Jim Mazurkovich, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber Ag Council, and we're hosting our 19th annual Crawfish Bowl on Friday, March 17th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo on Leonard Road. The cost is $50 per person for all-you-can-eat crawfish. All proceeds go to supporting our 4-H and FFA members at the upcoming Brazos County Youth Livestock Show and Sale. Everyone is invited. Come out and help support our youth by joining us on Friday, March 17th. For more information, contact the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE. Safe. That's 844-374-8372.
Don't miss the first annual Orange Days Open House at Normandy Tractor. 2 days and 2 days only this Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th. Stop by Normandy Tractor for Kubota Days. Check out exclusive comparison demos from Kubota reps and receive event-only discounts while enjoying great food and drink. Take home free apparel and product giveaways, hats, jackets, coolers, and more. Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. Remember, when it comes to Orange Days on Kubota tractors, lawnmowers, and implements, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. You can join us. You can text in 979-695-1620, or you can call us. Don't need to use the area code when you do that. So, you know, they always say that if you see something in the newspaper, remember it's always there. It'll be there forever, so be careful what you say, because people can find it at any time. Then there was the time that Donald Trump was on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Would you ever?
Probably not, but I do get tired of seeing the country ripped.
Why would you not?
I just don't think I really have the inclination to do it. I love what I'm doing. I really like it.
Also, it doesn't pay as well.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, I just probably wouldn't do it, Oprah. I probably wouldn't, but I do get tired of seeing what's happening with this country. And if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally, because I really am tired of seeing what's happening with this country, how we're really making other people live like kings, and we're not.
There you go. Donald Trump on the Oprah Winfrey Show. About running for
president. All right, but now what I read was just today that Oprah got asked the same question recently.
She did. Mm-hmm. She did.
And said, never considered the question even a possibility. Now I'm thinking,
Yeah, well, you know, but, and that's fine. You know, Michael Bloomberg was elected the mayor of New York, and he thought about running for president. He had no experience other than in the world of business. But, yeah. Look, Oprah's just having too much fun. She gets to do exactly what she
is.
Wants
to Donald do. Was still, you know, like in real tough business
exactly.
and you know,
yeah.
serious stuff. Oprah's like, you know, eating whatever she wants
That's
and
right.
not gaining weight.
That's
yeah,
right.
She loves soup and
Weight
bread
Watchers. And, yeah. It's awesome. I eat bread every day.
And she's got a house in Hawaii, you know. Why would she want to put up with that kind of aggravation, all that?
Exactly.
All right, have we checked on the giraffe? Do we know anything about the giraffe?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm pretty sure she still has not not given birth, but I did read a really funny, rather inappropriate meme today.
Oh, imagine. I didn't know such a thing ever existed.
Okay, right? Candy95 actually posted it, and it said, you know, when you pretend that you're pregnant to keep your man around, but then they put a live stream on you.
It's got a picture of the giraffe, like, looking like,
looking like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble now.
Oh, those Bryan Broadcasting stations, man, you never know.
They're silly.
It's 48 right now. We're going to get up to 67 today with winds out of the north. 70 degrees for tomorrow. That ought to be nice. But a 50% chance of rain Saturday and Sunday, day and night. But Monday, it's 80 again. Right now, again, 48.